Fire away, mate.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 420, recorded on the 25th of March, 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 noon Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support us at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad Aldwin and myself, Daryl, and our very special guest from Still Spinning is Kevin Carpenter.
Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now, holding brain hands.
Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Daryl. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm just checking my this is live Tech Webcast. I'm just checking my recording, and I think I've lost the first few seconds. So
really?
We might have to concentrate on yours. Yes, it's the new Audacity. What happened was I'd updated to Audacity, and I clicked. You know, I did a test recording before the podcast started, and yes, it could hear myself. And I closed it to get rid of the test recording, and opened it. And for some reason, when I opened it, normally you just click on record again to start going. The pause button was still on. So when I clicked record and minimized everything to read the intro, and then I opened up again, it hadn't started recording until you started doing the actual music intro. So there you go.
Are you high at the moment? Because it is episode 420.
I'm joking. So that's something I've learned about Audacity version 4.0.
Don't update to it. That's why I haven't updated mine.
I think it was just when I closed it, normally in the old version, if you just closed it and didn't save anything, and when you reopened it, it was ready to record, basically. Obviously, it held the port, like the stop button down, and when I hit record, it actually didn't do anything. And when I look back after I did the voiceover for the first part, and I thought, why is that? Is nothing moving? And when I clicked off, I realized straight away. But so I've lost my dulcet tones.
So is it recording now, or is it stopped?
Oh yeah, it's recording now. It's just missed the first.
That's all right.
I think it I caught it when you played the intro music.
That's all right.
My first part is so. But you don't want to hear me anyway. So
that's all right. All good. Kevin Carpenter, Still Spinning, is a sponsor of this podcast each week.
So he's our sponsor each week. That's fantastic. So go to Kevin's YouTube channel.
Yep.
And learn everything about vinyl.
Yes, and also sign up to the Patreon too. We need more Patreons signing up.
Yes, that's right. If you're a Patreon or you're someone who's been thinking about it, jump on and sign up for Patreon, because Brad needs a new stand for his microphone.
Otherwise,
we're going to have an episode where we're going to hear crunch.
Yes. Actually going to hear an episode where I'm actually holding the actual microphone in my hand.
And you're going to hear tears from Brad
as
his microphone hits the dirt and the stand goes into pieces.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you're wondering why when we say, support us at patreon.com/techwebcast, then these are some of the things that help keep the podcast going.
Exactly.
Things break it, things wear out. So do that, and so Brad can get a new microphone.
Awesome. Even $2 a week or whatever it is, or a dollar or whatever it is, I don't care how much it is.
It's just a dollar, $2 a month.
Yeah.
As I said last episode, that's less than half the cost of a cappuccino that I bought this morning. So,
exactly. You can buy a can of Coke for $1.50. So,
yeah. So there you are. There, so you're not missing. You're not. You'll hardly know that it's left your wallet.
Exactly.
So,
and
you support the podcast, and we won't have crashes of stands in the middle of the broadcast
or banging on the table.
banging on the table, or Brad banging his head on the table as his stands collapse or something, and sort of saying, I give up.
Yeah, yeah, true. Now, shout out to Jennifer. Jennifer, she's pledged $10, so good on it. Good on her.
So a former co-host of Tech Webcast, and she's put her money where her mouth is and has pledged $10 a month. So that's fantastic. So thanks to Jen.
Good on Jennifer. Kevin, welcome to the podcast, mate. Good to have you on.
Thank you for having me again, everybody. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure.
This is a vinyl episode, so Kevin's going to come on every now and then and talk about vinyl stuff.
Vinyl.
Awesome. Yeah. And also we got Audwin on. Welcome, Audwin.
Thank you very much, Brad and Daryl and Kevin. Welcome.
How's your week been?
It's great to be on the show as always.
Thank you.
I've had an awesome week. Thank you. I actually spent some time up at Novotel Twin Waters Resort this week on the Sunshine Coast, and I saw some water dragons. I saw fish jumping out of the lagoon.
Wow.
I saw some beautiful little birds. I just got connected with nature. I went kayaking. I swam in the ocean. I sunbathed. I took some time out for me. And today I'm playing a table tennis tournament on the Gold Coast. So I've just stepped out of that to hop on the show. Mm. And there's never a dull moment here. And I also edited a book this week for a lady called Nanette Clifton, who's got a fascinating story, and that's called The Soul of the Lotus. So I have lots of diversity in what I do, and I love all of it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And Daryl, what about you? How's your week been, mate?
A good week, but a busy week. The normal sort of stuff at work, and then I was teaching a couple of hours a night for two or three nights for, I was teaching an iPhone and iPad intro course.
Cool.
That's why I ended up having to get the new iPad, because my old iPad, which is 5 years old, I couldn't upgrade iOS anymore. And so I couldn't show the students the later stuff. I'm really glad I got it. I love it. It's very good. And I've been able to, I was easily connected to the data projector, so I was able to deliver the classes. And
yes,
other than I've been in rehearsals for Life of Brian, which comes out in our theatre company in early June, and also auditioned for Jekyll and Hyde, which will be our musical in October.
Awesome.
So my sort of theatrical stuff is booked out for the rest of the year.
Good stuff. Keep talking about Apple, Daryl, for a minute, because Apple actually announced a couple of new products this week with the new iPhone Red, a new iPad, budget iPad.
Yeah, it's a rare. I mean, there's been a few tech journals that have sort of written about it, because I was saying, I think it was at last podcast, Apple never discount things, they never have specials or drop prices. And as soon as I said that, as soon as I say something like that, Apple come out and say, here's a new device. So they've actually, I've actually had a cheaper iPad. And
yes,
the wonder is that sales of iPads may not be as going as well as Apple had hoped. And they've decided to drop, or to have a more budget version. And that really is radical for Apple, because they never normally do things like that, because they know very well that once you drop the price on something, you can never raise it back again.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a one-way path when you do that. So Apple are very closed-mouthed about their sales and various other things, but the rumor is that maybe the iPad is not selling currently. The current version are not selling as well as Apple.
I think it's. I don't know. I'm not sure why they did the cheaper iPad. Or maybe it's because they want to get more people in to buy the iPads, or make it cheaper for people, or what. I don't know.
There's a lot of competition out there too. Microsoft's got its sort of tablets, and then you've got a whole raft of Android-powered tablets. And so whether they think maybe our price point is too expensive for some people to get into iPads, and so we'll drop a budget.
I think that's great.
And then if people get that budget version and like it, maybe they'll then consider in the future, when they have to upgrade, maybe buying the more expensive one. But it is a big chunk of change when you're buying an iPad or an iPhone or any of those, and so if that means they'll get a few, and it could be maybe they'll maybe they'll sell more of these type devices in, say, India, in the emerging markets like India and China.
Yeah.
You know, where there's a growing middle class, and maybe they'll be able to say to them that still don't have the money, perhaps, to buy the top of the range iPad. They'll say, "Hey, we've got another. We've got a red one.
Yeah,
you can buy." So, it was interesting. It was interesting.
And the red iPhone, you know, it's a good cause too for the red iPhone too. You know, all the money goes to a good cause and stuff, and which is good. You know,
it's interesting because I guess they must be getting due to release another, you know, some more iPads. You know, the Pro must be due for a new Pro, I guess, or something like that soon. So it's interesting when they've slotted this one out there. But I guess too, it's a lot of competition out there at the moment. You know, between Microsoft, they've got their suite of stuff, and then of course you've got the million and one Android tablets that are out there too. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Alden, what about you? What's your view on all this? Have you seen the new red iPhone?
No, I haven't actually, but I saw the Google phone advertised the other day, and it had some crazy charge speed on the battery, which I thought was pretty funky.
Okay.
So the new Google phone is out, and it looks pretty cool. So it'd be interesting to see how Google go with against Apple.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Moving forwards. Interesting. Kevin, what about you? You're not an Apple person, are you?
Actually, I used to be. I've kind of switched over to Android recently. I've really considered going back to Apple, both in the laptop category as well as the cell phone. I miss the reliability of Apple.
Yeah.
And the quality of product as well as ease of use, because they're such great products. But I'll have to admit, it's been several years since I've really, you know, had an Apple product, so I'm really looking forward to getting back into it.
Awesome. All right, talking of vinyl, Kevin, you know Craig Vinyl. I'm sure Daryl knows Craig Vinyl too. Craig Moore.
Yep.
I actually got to meet up with him on Monday. It was very cool to meet him, and I took him around to some cool record shops here in Melbourne, and he absolutely loved it. So shout out to Craig Vinyl.
So I didn't get a chance to watch because I was at work. You were gonna stream it.
No one watched it, so I gave up.
I was going to, but I was stuck at work on the reception counter, so I really couldn't put my headset on and listen to it.
That's
because
right.
It was just. But yeah, I mean, and also I think now live, like just as a segue. Facebook Live is now coming to the desktop, if not already on the desktop now, so that if you want to stream live from your computer or your, you know, desktop or your notebook, you can do that now. And in the past, it was, you know, phone or tablet only, but now you can do it from your desktop. And it's interesting because it was a complete reverse to the way Google went about it. I mean, Google started off with, you know, Hangouts Live, well, they now call them YouTube Live, and they've stuck religiously to the desktop or the notebook, and they didn't go mobile. And I think there's plans for it, but sort of I think Facebook jumped them a bit by originally going mobile because, you know, you can get out and about and stream live, and now they've jumped. Now they've gone to the desktop. So if you wanted to, if you wanted to record a podcast and have the video feed going out, well, you can do it from your desktop now.
Awesome. So Kevin, yes, I got to meet up with Craig Vinyl on Monday. So have you got any questions for me?
I'm just curious, what did you learn? Did you learn anything from him? Do you have any tips for trips?
Well, not really, but I know one thing. I know he almost got kicked out of the shop because, you know, on the vinyl, on the plastic covers, you know, I'm not sure, I don't know if you can do this or not, but on these, the new records, they have these plastic covers on them, and they have the sticky back, how it sticks to the back, and you have to open it up. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to open them up in the shops?
You know, that's a good question. I've never actually done that.
Well, that's what
imagine that they frown upon that.
That's what he was doing in the shop, and I was a little bit worried that I was going to get kicked out, but we didn't. So he's just looking at the shop. He was looking at the record and stuff, and he picked up some good finds, and I think he enjoyed it.
Well, that's good. No, I really like his channel, and that's very interesting that you got to meet up with him. That's very cool.
No, it's awesome. It's good to meet someone that's into the same thing and that vinyl and stuff, and awesome. So, yeah, I love the shops in Melbourne, and I hope you come to Melbourne one day too, Kevin.
I would love to.
A vinyl person like yourself would enjoy it.
I think so. It seems like there's a lot of activity over there for vinyl.
Oh, definitely, mate. Definitely. And what about you, Alden? Have you got any questions for me?
No, not for you specifically, but I was just looking online.
Yeah.
And I'm blown away by how popular vinyl is now becoming. Like, they're saying there's record sales that are happening right now, and they're expecting to sell 40 billion units or something of vinyl this year.
Yeah, I hope that's correct, yeah.
It's just gone crazy. So I guess the question is, well, what is leading to this resurgence of craziness around vinyl?
I think it's to do with the audio, the how it looks, and the that sort of stuff. And what about you, Kevin? What do you think?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it's the physical media and having a being able to hold an album, look at it.
Yep.
You get a little bit more. I guess the best word I can think of is intimate with the album itself. Sound quality. We've kind of become in an age where we're used to listening to streaming music, and that's usually at MP3 format, which is at a lower quality. Not many people probably realize that, but a lot of the audiophile people can really hear a difference in the sound quality. So when you play a vinyl record versus listening to an MP3, it's a significant difference. And you can really hear a difference, and I think that's drawing people's attention.
Yeah.
And then also just the interaction. I always love it when especially people that are, I'm 36 years old, and a lot of people my age are getting their collections from their parents, and just to see that interaction and that between their parents and the stories they tell about their albums and the stuff that's in there. I just think there's like a connection to children and their parents too, and it just kind of draws an interest, and then I think they just kind of take it from there and run with it.
Definitely.
And I'm guessing just simultaneously everybody's kind of doing one of those three things, and it's just really starting to take off.
Yeah, definitely. And also I think it's to do with the with the equipment you use to play vinyl. I think it's to that if you got a good set of speakers and a good amp and stuff, that sort of thing. I think the audio would be improve, would it, Kevin, if you versus putting it onto like a cheap set of speakers? Or
absolutely. And you can, and what's the great thing about the equipment part of it is you can kind of make it whatever you want, whatever you want to spend on it. You can kind of customize it to what you like, and it's a kind of a custom sound, and not everybody, you can go to 10 different people who have a turntable and a setup, and they're all going to sound, you're going to hear 10 different types of sound coming out of them.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Dara? What's your...
Can I just add to that? Sorry. I just want to clarify the stat that I mentioned. It's not 40 billion units. It's 40 million units that vinyl records are projected to sell. This is from a Forbes article by Jordan Passman. And it says sales nearing the $1 billion benchmark for the first time this millennium. And it says that this impressive milestone has been untouched since the peak of the industry in the 1980s. So that's what we're looking at. So 40 million units are looking to be sold in vinyl this year for 2017. Wow. And that is massive. So that's basically in 37 years. It's never been that high. So that's absolutely. And it said in its heyday in 81, total vinyl sales surpassed 1 billion units in just that year alone. So that was 81, right? And so since then, we haven't seen these kind of figures. So that's pretty huge.
That's very huge. That's fantastic. Dara, what about you? What's your view on all this, mate?
Well, I was just, because I had such a busy week this week, I didn't, I took a photograph, but I didn't get a chance. So I was having lunch here, because I live in a small country town. So, yes, we had, vinyl back in those heydays. You had, places selling vinyl, but then it quickly disappeared once CDs came out and And we don't have the range of sort of music shops. And I noticed I was walking past having lunch and I walked in. We have a Country Target store and there was a little tiny vinyl box with about, I didn't have a chance to look at all the albums in it. They were remastered.
Wow.
But I took a photograph. The one on the front was a jazz one. So I'll post it on.
Yeah, please do.
I meant to earlier, but then I got really busy. I grabbed the camera and took it and I thought, well, there's the first sign of vinyl, if you like, in a small community. Whereas, I can understand Melbourne and the bigger cities having, record stores and because I have the volume of people coming through. But when it starts to creep into small communities, then we'll come back into small communities, then you know that it's probably more than just a flash in the pan that it's around. So, yes, it was in the country. That's the first one I've seen in Mansfield probably since the heyday in the 80s.
That's awesome.
Just a little box with several, but remastered ones in there sitting in the Country Target store, which basically 90% of that store is clothing. And maybe a little bit of electronic stuff, but very, very little. So they're obviously, if Target thinks that it's selling, they've obviously put and I guess if they sell more of it, there might be more appear in the shop.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's great news, Darryl, to hear that vinyl into.
Once we finish the podcast, I'll post that.
Yeah, please do, mate.
I didn't get a chance to actually flip through the box because I sort of was gulping down lunch before I had to head back to work. But I managed to snap the picture because I thought I've got to do this, otherwise I'll forget.
So that may be a sign for you saying you might want to get into vinyl now then.
Well, maybe if there is.
There you go. There's no excuse now, Darryl. You can just go and buy vinyl from Target.
It depends how long it lasts in Target, I guess. I mean, when the Country Target first opened here, there was a lot of, it was cheaper stuff, but a lot of electronic type stuff, and headsets. But gradually that's disappeared, and it's mainly, a lot of it's now clothing. So it's just not the sale. Cause,
how much was it? How much was the vinyl? Do you remember how much it was?
I didn't even get a chance to have a look. I might even wander back this afternoon once we've done the podcast and I go for a stroll after it's complete.
Yeah, please
I might
do.
Even, if it's still, if, I think Country Target will still be open, but. Yeah, it's interesting because there were lots of record stores in regional Victoria, like Shepparton, Wangaratta, those places. And, you'd flip like you guys do in Melbourne or wherever, you'd flip through the boxes of records, in its heyday. But, of course, it disappeared sort of really fairly quickly. As soon as CDs came out and grabbed the market, it was like all of a sudden you go and you barely saw a record.
I just tagged someone else.
They stayed on for longer, but
yeah. I just tagged the wrong person in a Facebook post for the podcast.
supposed to mean
Audra and not Lee Allahan.
It's multitasking.
Yes.
So it's when you stuff you. That's why I'm going to wait until after I finish the podcast because I'll end up posting the wrong photo and I'll get myself all. Seeing I started off on a good note by missing the first couple of seconds of the intro on the recording, so I'm not going to do no more multitasking.
No, see, that's good news, Darryl, to hear, mate. That's in finals in Target, and that's good stuff.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. They may be, because it's only like one little box, it may be like Target doing a bit of a test, saying, oh, okay, we've heard about this vinyl coming back. Let's put a box of, records out and just see whether people rush in and buy them, and if they do, it may grow. I know JB Hi-Fi in town when I was in Melbourne the last time certainly had vinyl. So, it's interesting, really interesting.
Yeah. What about you? And also, Aldi's were selling vinyl too, Darryl.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and who knows when Amazon, I saw the post you shared of the Amazon Twitter account, Amazon.com.au, the Australian Amazon Twitter account. So we are coming.
Yes.
And they may even, if they haven't already, they may even start getting into vinyl themselves.
Hope
they're
so.
A big player.
Hope so. What about you, Auden? What's your view on this discussion?
Well, I love vinyl, and I've got lots of vinyl, as you know.
Yeah.
And I think the nostalgic element is really huge now. I think, and I was actually just reading also in that article that since Spotify has come about and online streaming of music, you know, when you watch Spotify or Pandora, you know, they show the actual album cover on the phone.
Yes.
When you watch it. And yes. I think people really want, they want to be able to touch and feel and go back to the heyday. There's just something really romantic and really beautiful about it that I think we just miss when you press a button on your phone or on your, iPod or, you know what I mean? You just, it's kind of like having a magazine to read as opposed to an online article.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
You're actually having a magazine in your hand, mm-hmm. having a, and so I think that's what it is. It's kind of like how the, you know, the fashions come back into fashion. The 60s, 70s type fashions keep coming back in because, you know, yeah. I think people just want, they want that nostalgia. They want that romance of that time. And
I think it's like books. It was interesting because when the first electronic, you know, book readers came out and, you know, the Kindle and the Nook and the various other ones, I mean, it was, people screamed it was the death knell of the paper, of the novel itself, of the, you know, the paper book. But, you know, it, it never happened. I mean, with records, records disappeared and they've sort of, now they're reappearing again. Whereas with books, it never happened. I mean, you know, and for me, it was, it was never, I love reading books, but it was not either or. People would say to me when I had my Kindle, oh, you know, you, how can you read that? You, you know, you must have the feeling of the flipping the page. I said, well, I do that as well. And I think that may become eventually that, that people will have vinyl, or they'll have, they might have the big stereo system at home and they play their vinyl. But when they're out and about, they can still do their Spotify and still do their various other things when they're out in the car or they're on the beach wanting to listen to a bit of music. So I don't think it's an either or. I just think people, it'll balance out, and you know, you might have your big system at home and your records and your vinyl and a really souped up, really nice system. But then when you're out, you know, jogging and all that, you'll have your iPhone or your, you know, iPod, and you'll have that portability.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree. True. Yeah, true. Yeah.
Well, and I think too, part of it's just being engaged in the music. When you sit down and you put a record on the turntable and you drop the, you know, needle, you know, I always feel, I feel a little more engaged in what I'm listening to, as opposed to just putting something on my I've got a Samsung phone, so just putting on something on my Samsung and playing it. I don't know, there's more of a connection to me when I listen to vinyl than there is just any other time.
Okay. So yeah, so I'm just looking at this. True. I'm just looking at this photo for, that Daryl just sent me on Facebook. It is, they're actually $15 for these records. So they look pretty good. I'm not sure what they have, but
yes, that was, that one at the front was just was a jazz compilation.
Yeah.
So I didn't flip through the little box there, but I managed to get the picture because I was just meandering through and I wasn't really taking any notice because I just had a few minutes to fill in before I got back to work and I thought, oh. And then it sort of jumped out at me, this little box of records there, and I thought, oh, I must get, otherwise people won't believe me that it's happening. So I took it, and then I didn't get a chance the rest of the week to post it because I got so busy, and then I forgot. And then I was, when we were talking about, you know, having a vinyl episode, I thought, ah, yes, I did remember taking a photo of of some vinyl.
That's sweet, mate. Good stuff. $15 is pretty cheap.
Yeah, well, I couldn't. So there's the difference between, because I haven't got back into vinyl. If you would ask me what's the price of vinyl these days and is it good or bad, I couldn't really tell you. Like, I have no benchmark at the moment to say, you know, $15 is good or $15 is a ripoff or not. So, yeah, it's getting those benchmarks. You used to know, and back in the day when I was young, yes, you look at albums and you knew very well whether it was overpriced or underpriced.
Yeah. But
I have no idea at the moment.
Okay. All right. So Kevin, you've been out purchasing vinyl during the week, or how many weeks have been since you've been on the podcast? What have you been buying, mate?
I think it was about 2-3 weeks ago. I had a few things arrive. I know that April is going to be pretty busy.
Yes.
I've got a lot of stuff coming in April and May, And it's kind of funny, Aldwyn, that you bring up, you know, the sales, because I don't know if they have it over there in Australia, but in the States we have in about a month, in April 22nd, they have what they call Record Store Day.
Yes, we have that here.
This is the 10th anniversary of Record Store Day, and what that is they created a day dedicated to going to a record store and purchasing a record from a local store, as opposed to like a retailer or online or something like that. You actually go in and buy it. And what's happened over this decade of Record Store Day is hundreds of artists have started exclusively releasing vinyl records on this day. And they do very, very limited runs of these records. So what'll happen is, for instance, this year, you know, the Grateful Dead have a record coming out, the Doors, like they have these exclusive releases coming out, and there's hundreds of them, and they have a whole list on the Record Store Day website. When this day happens, I'll have to send y'all a link of, I'll record a video, and you'll see how crazy the vinyl community gets during this day, because when we go in, I literally have to wait in line for hours to get into the store. And then when you get in the store, it's like crazy. Like just people are everywhere and everybody's running around trying to grab all these records. And it's, for me, it's kind of bittersweet because I love it, because there's these great releases and there's these great artists putting out these, you know, fantastic releases. But you also have those people that go in there and buy them all up and then sell them online for 10 times more than they're worth. But with that all being said, I'll do a video and I'll show you all how busy it's going to get and how many people are out shopping around on these days. It's really insane. It'll blow your mind.
Yeah, we actually have Record Store Day over here in Melbourne here as well. And here in Melbourne.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, about the same time as what you guys have. So I'm going to go to one and have a look around and maybe record a video too. And
That'd be great, Brad. I'd be curious to see that, because I know the UK did it. I didn't realize it was all the way out there too. That's great.
Yeah, no, we definitely have it's all around Australia, Record Store Day. Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, or wherever. Yeah, anywhere in Australia has it on that day. So yeah, it should be good.
Yeah, and people camp out here. And
really?
People will. Yeah, they'll be there hours and hours and hours. I usually get there, you know, 3-4 hours before the store opens.
Damn.
And I'm like, I'm probably 60 or 70th in line.
Wow. So Ord, what do you reckon about this?
Well, I think it's fantastic. I think, you know, people have got good taste. I think it's awesome. And it's, you know, a great way to create it's a great marketing idea, obviously, you know, to create a bit of a frenzy around these buying days. So I think it's great. And, you know, I think the other thing is we've had quite a few deaths in the last year of some prolific artists, you know, like David Bowie and Prince. And, you know, I think with these deaths that have happened and Michael Jackson not long ago, you know, that vinyl has also taken a bit of a resurgence as well since these artists have died.
Yes.
So I think that's another thing contributing to it. I've got a question for Kevin around his show or his channel on YouTube. What technology do you use to actually film your videos on YouTube?
I'm literally using my Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge.
Okay.
I actually like it quite a lot. I've actually tried to use just a standalone, like a camcorder. And I feel like the Galaxy gives me a much better picture and sound. So I'm looking to upgrade that probably later this year, but I'm real happy with it.
Okay, great. So there you go. So, you know,
to get a little bit better lighting, to be honest with you. That's about where I'm trying to shoot for next. It's a little dark in this room than I do the videos in, but I have a 4-year-old and I've got to kind of isolate myself or I'll be getting invaded.
Right. Yeah, well, that's interesting. You know, you don't need any whiz-bang sort of cameras nowadays to do these. You know, you don't need the big SLR or, you know, Panasonic or Sony type traditional cameras to do videos on YouTube anymore. You know, a lot of people are using their smartphone. So it's definitely a changing world, and the cameras are becoming very good on these phones.
Yeah, I agree. Even the iPhone 7 can do 4K, you know, they can record 4K video on the iPhone 7 now, and you don't need to go and spend a lot of money. Can you choose your iPhone?
Yeah. And then combine that with I've got fiber internet it makes it a breeze. It's a really quick process for me to. I can record a video and have it online within minutes.
Wow.
That's awesome. Jealous.
Yeah, same. Me
that's
too.
Awesome. I know jealous. We want fast internet. It's not fair.
honestly, if they get fiber in y'all's area, the download speeds are great, but you're going to see it in the upload speeds. That's where I've just been, my jaw drops when I do uploads.
Mm. Yeah, that's what we need here because, yeah, I mean, I've got no issues with download speeds at the moment, but yeah, I mean, even the few YouTube videos that I do, and they're not by any means, you know, like large, and it, you know, it takes me an hour, you know, and so I go away and have dinner and do something else and just leave my computer ticking over as it uploads. So yes, I'll be really happy when the NBN gets here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's definitely worth it. Definitely worth it.
Definitely.
I was going to ask Kevin
what albums has he been buying during the week? Have you got many? Have you been purchasing many albums, Kevin? The last time we spoke.
Last time we spoke, I was just getting the new Minus the Bear album, and it's kind of like an indie rock band.
Cool.
One that's come in since I've spoken with you all is a band, one of my favorite bands, Pinback, actually reissued their original two EPs onto one album, and it's called Some Off Cell Voices. And that came in, and that has been a treat for me. It's a really good album, and it's on colored vinyl. It's kind of like this dark blue with these orange splatter marks on it, and it looks really, really cool. But it's been pretty quiet overall. I've gone into a few record shops in the last few weeks and just really haven't found anything that I was interested in. Again, the next 3-4 weeks should have some interesting stuff coming in. There's a artist called Childish Gambino that has an album coming out. Well, the album's actually been released, but the vinyl version's coming out, and I pre-ordered that in December. And apparently it's supposed to have some sort of virtual reality eyewear that you can put on. And I think that it's supposed to, and I'm just kind of piecing together, but I think you're supposed to be able to watch a concert and be able to like do the 360 view of a concert, and that's part of this vinyl release. So I'm excited to get that because I really want to see what's going on with that.
That's awesome. Any other things, Kevin, you want to report on before we wrap up the podcast?
One last thing. I swear Alduin's she knows exactly where I'm going. she brought up the celebrity deaths, and I just thought it was really important to bring up Chuck Berry's recent passing.
Yes.
He was just such a pioneer in the rock and roll industry. And I mean, you know, even when somebody is you know, he was 90 years old, and you kind of, when he passes away, it's not really so much of a surprise. I mean, the man was 90 years old. Mm. You still kind of go back and look back on what his contribution was to the music world. And rock and roll as we know it started arguably with him. So I thought it was just worth bringing up. He's just such a key figure in music, and anybody who's into rock and roll can kind of take it back to Chuck Berry. So I thought it was worth mentioning.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Rest in peace, Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've had three friends die in the last 2 weeks, so I think, you know, you've just really got to just treasure the moments in life because it really is so damn short. And at least Chuck got a pretty good innings there. A lot of people don't, unfortunately. So while we're here, let's treasure the beautiful moments. Yeah. And, of course, vinyl is a huge part of that, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Indeed it is. Yep, I agree. Darryl, what about you? What's your final view of this podcast, mate?
I agree with Chuck Berry. I can certainly... I mean, he was the link between, you know, rhythm and blues and what became rock and roll. And if you don't believe it, you just need to listen to the various other artists who said they were influenced, from the Beatles to the Stones. They've all said over the journey that they were influenced by Chuck Berry. So,
yep.
So, he certainly influenced more than one generation. And, yeah, when I heard, he's 90 and he passed away, I thought, 90, I couldn't imagine... You know, but yeah, his era now was so long ago, but it feels that it wasn't that long ago. So yeah, it's a Chuck Berry. As I say, we've lost a few great musicians over the journey, but that's the one thing with music is they might be gone, but their music lives on. So yeah. Whether it's through vinyl or through digital or through CDs or cassette tapes, or other people doing live performances of their music, so that's their immortality.
Definitely, definitely. And also maybe, Daryl, did I mention you, that guest that may be coming on next week?
I don't think, you may have, but I had such a busy week, I haven't even gone through my emails yet.
Jim?
I'll have to look at my email again. As I say, I didn't even look at my non-work email this last few days, but the other little story just before we go, which is sort of a segue to music, is I was reading it just before we came online to record, is that SoundCloud may be in a little bit of financial difficulty, or they have been in financial difficulty for a while, and Engadget had reported that they've just borrowed another $70 million, I think this time from the banks or some financial institutions in the US to sort of keep them going. And they're going to have another, you know, dig at trying to get themselves going. But it's just something to be aware of, that, you know, that SoundCloud is not going that well at the moment. And if you're, if you're a musician and you're putting a lot of tracks on SoundCloud, just be a bit careful, have another platform in mind that you can also use, so that, you know, if you wake up one morning and SoundCloud's gone to God, you haven't, or your music hasn't disappeared with it. So I always say have multiple platforms if you're using the internet for a business. And that's just a heads up. And the hard thing is that once that gets out there, then people start pulling their stuff from SoundCloud and it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy that, you know, so... but hopefully they don't, because I like SoundCloud. I mean, a lot of people don't like SoundCloud, but I quite like SoundCloud. And so I hope it keeps going. I hope that they're able to get themselves going again. But that's just a heads up. I was reading that this morning before we came online.
All right. Let's go to Audwin real quick. Audwin, good to have you on the podcast. Where can they get hold of you for any more questions?
Thank you so much. Yes. Yes, well, I do have a quick question. I do have to run because I've got to get back to my table tennis tournament. But yes, a very quick question. When did you start your YouTube channel Still Spinning, Kevin? And how many videos have you now got on there?
Okay, it was last July when I started it. So I'm probably about, 9 months in now. Total videos, probably close to... Geez, I don't have the exact number, but I'm probably in the 70s or 80s ballpark, if I had to guess.
Awesome. And, okay, that's great.
It's been slowly growing, and I've been pretty happy with it, and I've met a lot of people, and it's been a fun experience. And I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, keep it up and keep promoting it, and obviously being on shows like this helps to promote it. Are you doing anything else to promote it as well, other than this kind of thing?
No, I just use social media, I've been just kind of letting it blossom itself. I haven't really promoted, gone out and actually tried to get viewers. I just kind of go on to the normal sites I go on, and it's just built up by word of mouth. So I've been kind of proud of that, even though I haven't gone out and really, really driven it out there. You know, so one day I might do that, but right now I'm just kind of letting it do what it's going to do.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome. Well, keep up the great work, Kevin. And people can connect with me on all the social media. Just Google Aldwin Altenay at Twitter, of course, at Aldwin. Also on my website, aaxpose.com. So love to connect. And, I've got my YouTube channel as well, Aldwin Altenay. So I've got nearly 50 videos on there now of different interviews I've done, and always looking for guests for my shows as well. So please connect and do what you love doing, because life's too short not to. So I'll leave you with that.
Thank you, Auden.
Yep. So thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
It's a shame you can't play table tennis and do the podcast at the same time.
I know. That'd be really multitasking, wouldn't it? we might get technology there one day. Who knows?
Maybe you could wear a headset or something, then and then talking to that, and then play the table tennis.
And play at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, guys. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll catch up with you next week.
Good stuff.
Okay, see you guys.
Thanks. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, you can get me on Twitter at Brad Ozen, a tech webcast. Kevin, what about you? Where can they get hold of you, mate?
You can reach me on YouTube at StillSpinning3. Go to Twitter at StillSpinning3 as well, or Facebook, StillSpinning3 as well. It's pretty much the same name on every one of them.
Sweet.
And I'm also on Instagram. I post pretty frequently on that. So, either way.
Thank you, mate. And also, thank you for your support too, Kevin, for the Patreon each month, for your support, mate. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Thank you, mate. And Daryl Hunt, all on you, mate. Wrap up the podcast and say what you want to say. God.
They can get me at on the Twitters at LearnScape, and also on Google Plus at Daryl Hunt. Just do plus Daryl Hunt, and you will find me on the Google Pluses. It's been a great podcast. Thanks to our guest, Kevin. And as Leo Laporte would say, another tech webcast is in the can.
Tech webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech webcast. Ha, stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Big ups to it.